And I'm joined in studio right now. We got a lot going on. This is a really good morning. So what I've got is a videographer to my right. I have a translator right in the middle. And I've got the middleweight champion of the world with me in studio. He is 37-0-1. He's got 33 wins by knockout. He has been the middleweight champ since 2010. That is the longest reigning world champion. He is defending his title for the 20th straight time. He's going to fight Saturday live on HBO at 11 p.m. Eastern against Vonis Martirosyan. Gennady Golovkin is my guest. Triple G is in studio. Gennady, it's great to see you. How are you?
Great to see you. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning to you. So it's a fight week. You're stepping into the ring on Saturday night. How are you feeling right now?
I feel great. Right now, my body tough. Just amazing time for me right now.
It is an amazing time for you right now. Now, you live in Santa Monica, but you've been training in Big Bear. What was your camp like, and what's life like up in Big Bear at altitude?
You know, I like Big Bear because this, first of all, my private gym, and I have 100% focus to boxing, you know, not to family, not to something like, you know, just beach or, I don't know, stores, like, no, 100% focus to boxing.
You know, I'm struck by this already. You and I have spoke for just a couple of minutes. I mean, outside the ring, you're one of the nicest guys anybody could ever meet. I mean, you can see it right here as you're sitting here. But when you step into the ring, you are in the business of hurting people. This is your business. Are you a completely different person when you step between the ropes? Is there some kind of switch that you can throw? How do you get to that place?
Oh, thank you. You know, yeah, it is my business. Just I understand boxing. Boxing is not a game. This is serious business, you know. Outside, I'm Gennady Golovkin, you know. If I go into the ring, I'm Triple G.
All right, so are we talking about two different people? I mean, am I talking to Gennady Golovkin right now, but in the ring, you're Triple G? What's the difference between these two people?
You know, I understand my situation. I know the boxing is crazy business and crazy sport just because, you know, just one punch changed life. You know, I have beautiful family. I respect my opponent because, you know, the same position. You know, I understand the situation. It's not easy.
But that's really something. When you lay it out like that, one punch can change an entire life. It can change your life. It can change your opponent's life. Do you carry that with you into the ring? That could be a real burden if you let that get inside your head. That's a major responsibility.
Exactly, exactly. You know, just you going to a ring, you know, just every second is crazy. Every second maybe change life, you know. Every second just maybe close your career, you know, just this is very important for me.
Triple G joining me in studio. Now, your life has changed dramatically. You know, if we talk about this fight on Saturday, if I go back a little bit, say we go back 6 years, you were fighting in places like upstate New York, like Connecticut, and to be where you are right now, you're the middleweight champion of the world, you've got endorsement deals with the likes of Jordan and Hugh Blow, you're fighting on HBO. How much pride do you take in the fact that you've come this far this quickly?
Oh, this is amazing. This is huge time for me. Just first of all, thanks, my partners, my sponsor, you know, just people who support me. It is absolutely amazing time for sport, you know, not just for me, for sport, you know, just if boys or, you know, just fighters like have same style like me, you know, people support him, you know, this is amazing time.
You know, and I can remember back in the day when Mike Tyson was coming up, I can remember guys like, to go in the ring anyway, you have to be a different kind of guy, right? No matter what. But I can remember Tyson had guys beaten before they actually even started the fight because they were so intimidated. They were so afraid of his punching power. I think I can make a similar argument about you, that there are fighters that, I mean, you're going around trying to offer them fights and they'll say things like, yeah, I'm going to fight Triple G, but not yet. Your promoter has made the point that you've offered them opportunities at the belt, but they don't want the risk. Do you have that sense that guys are afraid of you? And do you think you've beaten some guys even before the fight starts?
Yeah, you know, this is, yeah, right. This maybe this question maybe for promotion. Just I'm a fighter, I'm a boxer, you know, so I'm ready for anybody. Just, you know, just I know my style, I know my power, I feel great. If I go into ring, just I'm a different guy. Sometimes for people this is more business, you know, boxing, some people more want more money or, you know, situation, like different situation. Just my style, I want to, my goal is all the belts in the middleweight division, and it doesn't matter who stay front with me, you know, just I want, if I go into ring, just I know this is my day.
But because of your style, do you feel like you have some guys intimidated? I mean, your style is putting people to sleep. Triple G, that's what your style is. Do you feel like guys are intimidated, and do you sense that fear sometimes when they step in with you?
Yeah, this is not my fault. This is for my coach, you know, Abel Sanchez. Thanks, my coach.
it's not your fault. It's your coach, right? All right. Well, on some level, you can improve your punching power, and on some level, you can't. You just have that. What's it like? Have you ever thrown a perfect punch? A perfect punch? And if so, what does that feel like?
No. If I have distance, if I have good timing, you know, just I know this is maybe the last punch of this fight. You know, maybe. I don't know, just in training. Sometimes I try in training, my camp, training camp. Maybe a couple punches in fight, like body punch. I remember with Matthew Macklin, you know, I remember with Marc-Antonio Rubio, like that.
Can you explain what that feels like? What's it feel like to throw that perfect punch, whether it's a body shot or maybe catch somebody on the jaw? What's it actually feel like? Does it, in a sense, does it feel like nothing at all?
Yeah. Right. I remember just I touched him, just I understand, just that's it. It's finished. Fight is finished.
Once you land that punch, you know it's over. They're not getting up.
Right.
Okay. Now, the camp itself, Gennady's been kind of tricky because you were planning to fight Canelo Alvarez. Then he failed the drug test. Then he claimed it was tainted meat. When you first heard that it was tainted meat and there was a failed test, what went through your mind and what was your reaction?
Wow. First of all, I'm not believing. Just no way. Just this is not true. How just, you know, he's crazy guy, just maybe this is biggest fight for boxing, you know, it's coming, just a lot of money, a lot of people who want to watch this fight. This is for business, for everything, for sport, more for sport, you know. He used drug. Oh, come on, this, you know, this medicals, terrible medicals, you know, just it's not correct, you know. This is not respect. This is don't respect to sport.
In other words, you're like, are you kidding me? There's no way this is happening, yeah, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm not believing.
All right, so your reaction just was, I can't believe it. He used a drug. Notice you didn't say, I can't believe it. He came down with some tainted meat. Do you accept the meat explanation? Do you think he ate some tainted beef? Is that why he had a positive test?
Absolutely. You know, just... I'm not believing just this meat, you know, just because... You know, it's a different situation. Just people knows he use drugs. You know,
how do you know that? Just, you say people know. How do you really know?
You know, he's in people's injection, and I think medicaments after waiting like that. You know, just people said, look. Look his body. You know, this is not normal.
Listen, it's a combat sport, right? I mean, you said to yourself, one punch can change your entire life. You could lose your life in the ring. What do you think about somebody who's using PEDs, performance-enhancing drugs, in a combat sport? Mm-hmm. Do you have an issue with that? Do you want to get into the ring with somebody who is using drugs in a combat sport?
You know, just I'm champ. Just I want to... clean sport. You know, this is very important for people. You know, this is very important for sport. You know. Okay, if people use drugs like, you know, medicaments, just maybe this is a different situation, different, you know, not for legal. You know, maybe this is more show, you know, like WWE or not legal boxing.
Yeah, it's different. That's not a sport. That's a scripted TV show. Exactly, WWE, you're right, exactly. It's not boxing. I wonder, so it, for show, or do you think he did it because he's afraid of you? Is that why he did it, if in fact he did it, because he's afraid of you?
It's maybe, I don't know, it's not my style. My style, clean sport, you know. I don't know. Maybe.
All right, so final thought then on that. Does that make him a cheater? Is he a cheater?
You know, just not a question for me, you know, just ask him. You know, he every time said he's clean. His test, you know, is not clean, you know. Ask him, please.
Fair enough. I'll do that. Yeah. Next time he comes in, fair enough. Let me ask you this. Now, you didn't have to take this fight. You could have waited for him, but it was important for you to maintain this date and to fight on Saturday. Why was that so important for you to fight on that day?
You know, I want to stay activity. Just, you know, this is not my fault, really. Just, I want to fight. I remember I said, hey, Tom, just my promoter, just give me, please, fight. May 5th, Cinco de Mayo, it's a huge day. Biggest day maybe for boxing, you know, for people, because everybody watch TV or going to Vegas or, you know, just like that. I tell him, just give me a fight. this is not my problem, you know, if I'm not going to Vegas because, you know, fighting's canceled with Canelo, this Canelo's problem, you know, just I'm ready, I want to fight, just I tell after this situation, just say, hey, Tom, I want to stay activity, just give me fight. He bring right now just Vanes Morteros and...
Royce, now what about Vanes? Now, you've done the work. You wanted to fight. You wanted to stay active. You didn't want to lose that date. Credit to you. You and I talked about how guys do not want to fight you. Not only is he fighting you, he's fighting you on short notice. What's that say about Vanes' heart and his courage that he would take that fight on short notice?
Yeah, I remember him, you know, 2004 in the Olympics game in Athens. I meet him. This time he's best boxer from United States. You know, he come to Olympic and I saw a couple fights. You know, I believe, you know, I know him, just I know his team, you know, he's huge, he has a huge team, like our, like huge mix, UFC, because he's coach, you know, training Ronda Rousey before, you know, just a lot of people who stay with him, you know, great people, strong team, he's a great fighter, you know, nice boxing IQ, like everything, this is a good fight for people, it's just...
Triple G joining me in studio. This fight's coming up this weekend. I think you try to make the point that somebody might say, I'm not going to say this to you, somebody might say, what's the big concern? It's not that tough a fight. I know you respect everybody you get in with. You have a higher respect for his skill level and the style that he brings to it, right? This is not an easy fight.
Absolutely. This is not an easy fight. I believe this is maybe a huge fight, huge event, maybe give big gift to people because like special day, Cinco de Mayo is coming. I believe we have this maybe first step this year and second step much bigger.
Let me ask you this. Now, this is your job. You are a fighter. You will look for a date. You will execute your job. But the numbers are starting to stack up now. Now, if you fight and you win Saturday night, you tie Bernard Hopkins with 20 consecutive straight title defenses. Gennady, that's a really big number. That's history right there. If you make history, what would that mean to you with that number?
Maybe I'm not understand 100% right now. Just, you know, just my coach and my team said, hey, this is a lot of fights. You know, this is huge numbers and you know, for your career. Yeah, I believe this everything is possible for me.
It's a big number. I'm going to say it if you want. That's a big number. Have you got a prediction for Saturday night? Are you expecting a knockout Saturday night? How do you think this fight's going to go?
I don't know. Just I'm not God. I don't know. You know, nobody knows. Oh, you know, just not. I promise I bring amazing show, amazing event because this is a huge fight for us. This first step, good opponent, you know, Cinco de Mayo. It's a beautiful day for us.
This fight's coming up on Saturday. It's live on HBO. It's at 11 p.m. Eastern. He is defending his title for the 20th time. The middleweight champion of the world joining us here in studio, Gennady Golovkin. You know, Gennady, you and I have done this before on the phone, but never in person. It is really nice to meet you. I appreciate you taking the trip to come down here and do it live in studio. Extremely well done. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for coming. Have a great fight this weekend. The champ in studio. And again, a lot of credit to his team for making the trip down here and doing this interview live and in studio. Gennady Golovkin.